This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Thank you for joining me here today. God bless you near and far. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to study with me, with us. We're going through the Word of God verse by verse. We're going through the book of Revelation. This is WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We're tuning in now to His frequency to hear what the Lord has to say for us today and to us today. Now, WGOD, you can follow us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. Same thing on Twitter, at WGOD Radio. Our website is WGODontheair.com. Net. Spend 15 minutes a day with us here as we go through this book of Revelation. There is no more relevant study today than this book, this look at end times, which is quite easy to understand, really. Now, we're going through here. We're about to start here today, the second church here. Now, the Lord wrote seven letters. He dictated seven letters to the Apostle John. As John was in a penal colony, an island called Patmos. The first letter he wrote, now these are all to the pastors. I've translated this in the very first verse here. As he addresses these letters, he says, to the angelos of the church at wherever, right? Now, most translations have angel, but really the word is messenger. Now, the messenger is the pastor. The Lord is not dictating a letter for John to take it to an angel that he can't see. He's dictating a letter that needs to be taken to the pastor, the messenger of these churches. That's what he's done to all these. We just finished the first church. The message to that church is, man, you guys left your first love. You forgot what you were doing. Go back to where you fell. Stop. Turn. Repent. Start doing what you were doing before, or else I'll take your lampstand away. That was his message to Ephesus. Now we're going to go 35 miles north from there, and the mailman is delivering a letter there to this church in Smyrna. So what's the history of Smyrna? Now, Smyrna was where someone named Polycarp was the first bishop there. Actually, not the first one. He was a bishop or pastor. He was bishop there in around 135 AD. So around 40 years earlier than that is when this letter was written. Now, Smyrna was the center. Think about this. The very center of emperor worship. Right? Believe it or not, they worshiped the emperor there. Sort of sounds like Christianity today, where people worship the Pope of Rome instead of the Emperor. It's almost the same thing in a roundabout kind of way. It's worshiping someone other than God, whether it's the Pope, whether it's the Emperor. It's all idolatry and idol worship, no matter who it is, whether you worship Mary, whether you worship the Pope, whether you worship anything other than Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Here, it's emperor worship. This was the problem there. Imagine being a church or a Christian in a place like this, where you will bow down and worship the emperor or be horribly killed. Now, as history has it, this man Polycarp, the pastor of this church, they tried to do exactly that to him. That is, deny Christ and bow down to the emperor. They said this to Polycarp. They took him, they forced him on his knees, and they said to him, "Swear by the genius of Caesar." Now, Polycarp, as history has it, then said this quote. He said, 86 years have I served him, and he has done me no wrong. Bring forth what thou wilt," unquote. I love that. 86 years. Imagine this guy, 90 years old. Check out the attitude of this guy. 86 years have I served him. He's done me no wrong. Bring forth what thou wilt. We need to have the attitude of Polycarp. Now, as history has it again, they tried to burn the guy and he wouldn't burn. So they strangled him and said, and then set him on fire. But they strangled him, and that was how he died. He refused to bow the knee to Caesar and worship Caesar. Now, some 50 years prior to that happening, the Lord Jesus Christ dictates this letter to John to be taken there to this church. Okay, now let's pick it up here in chapter 2, verse 8. Now, to the messenger of the church in Smyrna, write, "These things says the first and the last, who became dead and came to life." With each one of these letters, he gives a description of himself. The first and the last. Sometimes we see the Alpha and the Omega. It's first and the last letters of the Greek alphabet. That is, he is everything. He's the beginning and the end, the A to Z, the Genesis to Revelation. I am who I am. Before Abraham was, I am is Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. These things says the first and the last, who became dead. That is, he died. He died. God the Son took a body. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us and died on the cross. He became dead because we killed him. I've heard it said that the only man-made thing you'll ever see in heaven is the scars on the hands of our Savior, Jesus Christ. On his hands, maybe on his feet, I would imagine, and maybe on his side. The only thing man-made in heaven is the scars on the Son of God. And we know that he still has them. They were seen by those on the road to Emmaus when he broke the bread. He was made known to them in the breaking of the bread as they saw the scars on his hands. Thus says the first and the last, who became dead and came to life. What a great thing. Death's got no hold over him. You know, this is what makes what you and I believe different and sets apart from everyone else, is Jesus Christ became alive again. No one else can claim that. You know, for someone to ask you, what's the difference between Christianity and anything else? Or why should I become a Christian? Or what makes your way different than anybody else's way? And this is it. Is Jesus Christ, after he died, was raised up again. And death's got no hold over him, and he's promised us that he has conquered death. It says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, it says that that through death he might destroy the one having the power of death, that is the devil, and that he might set free these, as many as by fear of death through all of their lives were subject to bondage. Now the Lord Jesus Christ has abolished death. Death no longer has a hold over you and I. That's how Paul can write, to live is Christ, but to die is gain. It's gain for the Christian. It's gain for the Christian, not for anyone else. All those who believe and receive Jesus Christ, to be absent from the body is present with the Lord. What makes Christianity different than everything and everyone else? That is, death is not the end. Death is not the end. For everyone who has received Jesus Christ, you too will come back to life. John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29, he says, "The time is coming when everyone that are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those that have done good to the resurrection of life. Those that have done evil to the resurrection of damnation. Everyone who receives Jesus Christ and calls him Lord will be raised again after you die and leave this world to the resurrection of life. Which Jesus says in John 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? This is one of my favorite verses in all the Bible. Let me explain what he just said to you. Everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? This means that there's a generation. I like to use the word lucky. You know I'm joking. A lucky generation. Let's call it a blessed generation that won't ever die. The generation that's alive when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back will never die. That's what he means by this. Never die. No one else can say this. Only you who believe and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, only you can make this claim. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 10, he said, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Likewise, you too. But friend, you and I believe this is it. You and I are part, I believe, of the terminal generation that all those who live and believe in me shall never die. What makes the Christian apart and different from everyone else? Everyone out here who is going to be alive when the Lord Jesus Christ returns will never die. I like to tell my church, the number one thing on my bucket list, you know what a bucket list is, right? It's those things you got written down or the things you always wanted to do before you die and leave this world. Well, the number one thing on my bucket list is not dying. And I think I've got a 50-50 chance. Who else could say that? Of all the generations, the people who lived, from Julius Caesar to Confucius to Abraham Lincoln to George Washington to Martin Luther King to Paul Esposito, you and I are living at the time, I believe, everyone out there that has their faith and trust in Jesus Christ likewise will never die. And he says, do you believe this? Do you want to be part of this? As it says, if you believe in your heart the Lord Jesus and confess with your mouth that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Receive Jesus Christ today as your Savior, and you indeed will be part of this. It's a win-win situation. If you die and leave this world, you too will come to life again. And if you are alive when he returns, then you too will. Well, you only, you will be the first one since Elijah that this has happened to, who will not die. We'll be back again soon with a new program, WGOD Radio. What's God saying on WGOD Radio? If you are alive at the end of the age, and if you believe in Jesus Christ and have received him, you will not die.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.